Vice President Mike Pence will be in Milwaukee tomorrow, helping to fill Governor Walker's campaign coffers. Pence is scheduled to host a fundraiser for the Republican governor at night. During the day, Pence will talk about the Republican tax plan at the Wisconsin Center in downtown Milwaukee. The group America First Policies is hosting the event. The vice president's appearance happens as Walker warns of a blue wave that could wash over Wisconsin this fall. WUWM's Marty Michelson has the story.
Walker is seeking re-election to a third term in November, and a crowded field of Democrats has lined up in hopes of challenging him. He's been signaling that it's going to be a tough election. When Democratic State Senator Patty Schachner won a special election in January to replace Republican Sheila Harsdorf, Walker called the victory a wake-up call. Then Milwaukee Circuit Judge Rebecca Dallet, who was supported by Democrats, won a seat on the Wisconsin Supreme Court earlier this month, beating out a conservative judge. Walker tweeted, quote, "We are at risk of a blue wave in Wisconsin," and said it could be coming for him in November. UW-Milwaukee political scientist Kathleen Dolan says getting support from big names like Vice President Mike Pence could help Walker remain competitive in this midterm election year.
Governor Walker has been working pretty hard over the last, month or so to get Republicans in the state motivated and mobilized and make them feel as if complacency is not the way for him to win re-election. And so somebody as high visibility as the vice president certainly is a great draw for Governor Walker for fundraising.
Dolan says in addition to heavy hitters such as Mike Pence holding fundraisers, the Koch brothers and others who've supported him in the past are expected to pour millions into the race on Walker's behalf. UW-Madison political science professor David Cannon thinks both sides will spend record amounts on this year's governor's race, with much of it coming from outside groups.
Now, the 2014 governor's race involving Scott Walker's re-election spent $82 million in that campaign, and which is more than twice the amount that was spent in the previous general election in 2010, where only $37 million was spent. So we're potentially looking at the first $100 million race here in Wisconsin in 2018.
Cannon says with Pence being less controversial than President Trump, it's safer to have the vice president holding fundraisers for Republican candidates right now. He says it's too early to tell if voters will see President Trump himself stumping for Walker as it gets closer to November.
If his popularity remains as low as it is right now, it wouldn't surprise me if the governor, tries to distance himself at least a little bit from President Trump. And it's a risky balancing act because, Trump does have strong supporters in the state. And so Governor Walker doesn't want to alienate that part of the Republican base.
Meanwhile, those opposed to Walker also likely will see some big money flowing to them. Former U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder, who campaigned for Rebecca Dallet in the Supreme Court race, has said his group is targeting Walker. And billionaire environmentalist Tom Steyer says he'll also pour money into defeating Walker in November. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.